We're going to continue our series entitled Kingdom Living. This will probably be the last one. You know, the kingdom happens when we take God at his word. That's the way the manifestation of the kingdom takes place, when we simply say yes to your word, Lord, over the situations, over the circumstances, over every distraction. When we choose his word over our opinions, over our emotions, that's when the kingdom has the opportunity to manifest. This is what I'm asking of you today. Give the Holy Spirit room to do whatever he wants to do. You know, he always fills whatever space we give him. Always. So it's up to you and I to give him space today. You know, the kingdom invades earth every time we believe God. And that's what we need. We need the kingdom of heaven to invade our present here and now. We need the manifestation of the kingdom here on earth. True or not true? You know, I know without any hesitation that signs and wonders are coming like never before. When Jerry Savelle spoke that new doors were opening, and then when the Lord said to me last week that revival is coming to Word Life, I believe him. I believe him with no hesitation. And what's required of us is saying yes. He's looking for you and I to say yes. Take him at his word. You know, you're not going to be the same. What has hindered you cannot remain. There's a new level. There's a greater anointing that is being made available for those of us who choose to step into it. We're going to start with Romans chapter 15 and verse 13. Family, it's unity that brings revival. There is a blessing that is commanded on a people that say, we're going to do this together. Revival speaks of reestablishing, reawakening, restoration, strength, and a regeneration. And there are lives in here right now that need to be restored, regenerated, renewed, and reawakened. That's what it means when revival comes. Supernatural increase and revival always brings hope. Our subtitle for today's message is The God of Hope. Romans 15:13 says, let's read that together. Ready? Read. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace and blessing. Stop right there. Everything is covered in that already. Hope, joy, and peace covers every aspect of your life. There's never been a deficit, a disturbance, a tribulation that is not covered under hope, joy, and peace. Did you see that it said all joy and peace? Then it goes on to say, let's continue reading, in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Dear God, we're not talking about some empty hope. We're not talking about wishful thinking. We're talking about hope that is powered by the Holy Spirit. We're talking about a sure hope. We're talking about something that is established and powered by the Holy Spirit. That doesn't run out. That does not come short. We're talking about a God of hope, of God who has seen your end from your beginning, a God that knows exactly what you need to do. He knows exactly where you need to go. He knows exactly. God has never missed it. We are attaching our lives to the God of hope. Family, victory is yours today. Give in to this message. Open your heart and receive hope like never before. Allow the hope of God to flood your mind and flood your heart so you can awaken and do what God has called you to do. Allow hope to rock every situation and circumstance that's tried to come against your life. Family, the God of hope will take care of every need that is represented in our lives. Hope that's powered by the Holy Spirit. Hope that never falls short. A hope that will cause you to lead your best life right now. You can go and lead boldly in your marriage, your job, your business, your household. You can boldly go forward in the things of God with this type of hope. Whoever has, here's something that is so powerful. Whoever has the most hope always has the most influence. Always. You know why? Because hope draws. Hope illuminates. We don't want to be around someone who drags us down. True or not true? I don't know if you guys like that kind of company. But when someone is hopeful, they lift you up. They pull you up. Hope draws. And we can all agree the world needs hope today more than ever before. We serve a God of hope. God is looking to partner with someone. Someone who chooses to have hope. Look at your neighbor and say, it might as well be me. God is looking to partner with someone who has hope. Romans 15:13 says, now may the God of hope fill you. Let's put that scripture back up. May the God of hope fill you. If you're full of hope, there's no room for doubt. Then it goes on to say, with all joy and love, and here goes how this happens, in believing. In believing. You see that? In believing. Believing and trusting in the power of the Holy Spirit is what brings hope. Believing and trusting in the power of the Holy Spirit. Your hope level is an indicator of if you're believing a lie or you're believing truth. A good test for us. Ask yourself how you're feeling. What thoughts are resurfacing in your mind? If you're down, if you find yourself in despair, it's because you're believing a lie. When you believe truth, hope always rises. Only attaching our lives to a lie. You see, believing truth will fill you with hope. And that's what Romans is talking about. It says, Romans 15:13 again says, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. When we believe truth, we are filled with hope. When we believe a lie, we're filled with despair. Let's go over to Romans chapter 4 and verse 18. Can I have my, I'll cut my left. Romans chapter 4 and verse 18. I'm going to read this out of the TPT, the Passion Translation. Romans chapter 4 and verse 18 says, against all odds, when it looked hopeless, please make a mental note of that. Against all odds, when it looked hopeless, raise your hand if you've ever been there. I'll raise both feet if I could stand up. Look at what Abraham did. Family, this is our example. Against all odds, when it looked hopeless, Abraham did what? Believed the promise and expected God to fulfill it. Dear God. He took God at his word, and guess what his reward was? Guess what the results was? He became the father of many nations. Whatever God has promised. And that was the promise. That was a promise to Abraham. And God is no respecter of persons. And I'm here to announce today, whatever God has promised you will come to pass. This is how that happens. When it looks hopeless, believe. When it looks like it's not going to happen, you choose to take God at his word. Does anybody else see that in the word right there? Is that true? Family, this is truth. This is not the lie is you're not going to make it. It's too late. The lie is this is going to fail. The lie is you're never going to accomplish what you're designed. The lie is the enemy trying to steal your thoughts and fuel them with lies. When you have scriptures like Romans chapter 4 and verse 18, stand on that. Because obviously it looked hopeless. Obviously, Abraham had a situation that looked hopeless. And because God is not a respecter of persons, when you and I look at the word, do the word, because we're doers of the word, right? Not hearers only. We get the same results. That's a promise from God. He took God at his word, and as a result, he became the father of many nations. God's declaration over Abraham came to pass, and his descendants will be so many that they will be impossible to count. Because Abraham took God at his word, he couldn't count the results. He couldn't keep up with the results. You and I are a result of a man standing on the word of God. Family, when it looks hopeless in your life, this is the blueprint. Believe the promise. That's not the time to give in. That's not the time to throw your hands up. That's the time to take God at his word. That's the time to expect. That's the time to say, yes, Lord, your promise over the pressure. Your promise over my emotions. Your promise over the no's. Your promise. God's declaration. And if you do this, if you and I choose to do this, the declaration that God has spoken over us will come to pass. That's good news. That is good news. Somebody shout unto the Lord right now. Shout unto the Lord. That's good news. That is good news. It will come to pass. God is no respecter of persons. However, he does require you and I to take him at his word. Faith is a requirement, not a suggestion. Look at your neighbor and say that. Faith is a requirement, not a suggestion. We are called to live by faith. God is asking us to trust Him. God is asking us to allow Him to validate His word in our lives. Let's go to Numbers chapter 13. We'll look at Numbers 13 and verse 27. Numbers 13, verses 27, and we'll read 27 through 33. Very, very key passage of Scripture. All of us has had the opportunity to make a choice like they did. This is when the spies were sent out to check out the land that was promised to them. Romans 13, 27 says, "Then they told him and said," this is when they got back. Moses sent them out, they went and checked it out, and it was so. They came back, and this was the conversation. "We went to the land where you sent us. The land where you sent us, it truly flows with milk and honey." That's the promise. "And this is its fruit." They had evidence of the promise of God in their hands. Nevertheless, this is where it turned. They went from the promise, they declared the promise, they felt the promise, they experienced the promise. Verse 28 says, "Nevertheless, dear God, the people, nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong, as if they are stronger than God." You see how our perspective can keep us out of God's plan? Then they went on to say, "The cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there." And those are the facts. These are facts. Verse 29 says, "The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the banks of the Jordan." Another fact. These are facts. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let's go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." What is he doing? He's speaking to the promise. He's speaking what God said. The crowd was rehearsing the facts. Caleb saw something different. Caleb understood that it was the promise for them to have that land. Family, if God has promised you something, don't you dare turn your attention to the facts and begin to talk about. Don't begin to speak the facts over the promise. Verse 30 says, "Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, 'Let us go up at once. Let us go up at once. Why hesitate? God gave it to you. Go get it and possess. For we are well able to overcome it.'" Verse 31 says, "But the men who had gone up with him," family, sometimes it matters who you hang out with. Sometimes it matters who you go with. Look at how this turned. "But the men who had gone up with them said, 'We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we.'" As if they are stronger than God. Here's the thing. Whatever you're called to do, you're not called to do alone anyway. In fact, if it's truly God's calling, it's impossible for you to do it alone. That's the great way to gauge whether God sent you or not. If you can do it on your own, that ain't God. It requires You and I being dependent on God to get it done. Verse 32 says, and they gave the children of Israel a bad report. A bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, the land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants. Who told them that? That's exactly what the enemy will do. When we begin to speak bad reports, the enemy throws a little more in there. You remember when he did that to Eve? He threw a little more in there. It's exactly what he does. He will jump on our bad report and add a lie. They were living there. They weren't devoured. The land for which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. Really? All of them? Is it possible that all of them were men of great stature? Even the babies, right, came out 8 feet tall. That's what the devil likes to do. He likes to attack our perspective. Verse 32, and they gave the children of Israel a bad report in the land which they spied out, saying, family, whatever you say after you receive a bad report is your declaration. Whatever you speak out after the bad report is what you attach your life to. First words count. It said, the descendants of Anak came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own eyes, in our own sight, and so were we in theirs. How do they know how they look to them? Again, that's exactly what the enemy wants to do. He wants us to look at ourselves from the fallen position, not the position that you really reside in. You know where you really reside? Right next to Jesus in heavenly places. You are seated in heavenly places. How you see yourself can be your greatest opposition. That is so very important. How you perceive a problem is always greater than the problem itself. So very important. Your declaration can contain facts or they can contain promises. You choose. You're going to speak something out. Caleb chose to speak the promise. The guys who were full of doubt, 10 of them, full of doubt, chose to speak the facts. We have a choice. We have a decision to make today. Am I going to attach my life, my hope, my expectation to facts? Or am I going to attach my hope, my life, and my expectation to the promises of God? The only person in your life who has never lied to you. Yes, the only person in your life who has never lied to you. Doesn't it make sense to attach our lives to Him and His promises, not the facts? When you believe facts over God's promises, you end up with a bad report. And a bad report always turns into a bad declaration. God's promises are forever. Don't let the facts, please hear this. Open your hearts and receive this. Never let the facts blur your vision of God's promises. Never let the facts blur your vision of God's promises. Somebody needed to hear that. There are promises that are forever. Attach your sight to that. You know what? Facts are temporary. Facts are always subject to change. Look at somebody and say that. Facts are always subject to change. Faith believes in promises that are higher than the facts. That's what faith is. Faith looks up. Faith looks to the promises. Faith always attaches expectation and hope to something that's higher than what's going on right now. God is a promise keeper. God is so in love with you. God became a man and restricted himself to humanity in order to give you an opportunity to be free. Have you ever thought about that? God left deity, came to the earth in order to give you a shot of being reunited with him. That's love. Don't nobody love you like that. That is love. That's real love. You know, it will mess up your mind if you don't say, I'm gonna receive this, I'm gonna get it in no matter what. Because God wanted you to walk in authority. So he became a man for you. When you weren't thinking about him. That blows me away. You know, I was speeding on my way to hell with a full tank. No concern about God. Rolling. And he died for me. When I wasn't thinking about him. Don't look at me so holy. You weren't thinking about him at a time, too. That's who we're serving. Allow that to minister to your heart. God is running after you. God is pursuing you. It's like the prodigal son. The father got up and went outside, which means his attention was toward the door or the window, looking, hoping, expecting the return. That's how God loves you. Desiring to fellowship with you. The measure of the authority that we walk in is the extent of how we submit to him. If you and I want to walk in authority, all we have to do is say yes. Submission. You and I going under, sub, like a submarine. You and I taking our lives under his mission. God's committed to your success. Let's go to Matthew chapter 28 and verse 16. God is committed to your success. The extent of our submission determines the amount of authority that we walk in. Matthew 28, 16. We're going to read through 20. It says, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. Dr. Gene, the Lord said, your spiritual appetite has gotten his attention, and he's going to impart something into you today. And I'm going to obey him when he says to do that. But you desire the things of God, like for real. and that's awesome. And God's going to honor that. And you're going to receive today. You will not be the same. There will be an impartation that's going to shift who you are on the inside. Revelation knowledge is gonna begin to flow in your life like never before. Insight, visions, and dreams are gonna attach themselves to you from now on. Matthew 28:16-20 says, "Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed." This is the Great Commission. Had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. That's like church today, isn't it? But some doubt it. Verse 18 says, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, 'All authority.'" If you have a Bible, you can write in, underline that. If it's in your notes, write "all" and put a circle around it. "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." That means someone is without authority. All authority has been given to me, Jesus is talking, in heaven and on earth. You guys remember musical chairs? When they take the chair out, you walk around, take another chair out. You guys ever play that? That is called musical chairs, isn't it? There was one chair, and the enemy did not sit in it. All authority was given. In heaven and on earth. You know what that means? The enemy has zero authority. Every time the enemy attacks us, he's trespassing. Every time there's a disturbance, there's a violation, every time it's done without authority. Luke 10:19, that authority was passed to believers. Say this with me. I have all authority. Because he gave it to me. That is so crucial for you and I to receive and operate in. You have the authority. You know what's so silly? I don't know if you've ever seen those pictures where the devil and God is fighting. What a joke. The devil is no match for God. None. That means he is no match for you. The word says, with God, all things are possible. Here's the deal, family. You are with God. He's with you. Somebody has been believing a lie that the devil has a right to interfere with their lives. Whoever you are, revelation knowledge is coming to you right now, and you'll never put down your authority again. Critical, family. Verse 19 says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." Verse 20 says, "Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you when things are good." Is that what your Bible says? I am with you until you mess up. No, you don't got that translation? It says, I am with you always. Always. Look at somebody and say, he has never left you. He has never left you. Always. Dear God, that is critical for us to know and understand. The Great Commission requires my submission. It's in that measure that I can walk in real authority. The only way I can be co-missioned is by me yielding to the primary mission of God. Because we always have a choice. If you and I don't yield to and submit to his mission, he doesn't get to flow in our lives. We don't get to walk in authority. The Word became flesh by yielding to the Father. John 6:63 says, when Jesus spoke, that words became spirit and life. It started with the Father. When you and I repeat words from the Father, those words go from us and they become spirit and life. That's why Proverbs says life and death is in the power of the tongue. What we speak has the ability to manifest because who we are. You and I can take our flesh that's yielded to the Father through the power of the Holy Spirit and operate in the greater works that we see in John 14, or what Jesus said we would do in John 14, 12. Help me, Lord. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is at your disposal, if you will, for lack of a better word. What you do with it can create a manifested presence of the kingdom whenever you submit to his will. Whenever you line up to his will, his word is his will. Whenever you and I line up to the word, we have the ability to cause heaven to manifest on earth. Anytime you've ever laid hands on somebody and they were healed or delivered, that was the kingdom manifesting on earth. You didn't do that? It had nothing to do with you. Mine is your submitting and your yielding. That's our part. Our role is yes, sir. Our role is over here. Okay, yes, sir. That's our role. Whew, dear God. I hope this is getting into your heart. Because you being created in his image is a really big deal. You being created in his likeness. You being handed authority after being made. You being blessed after you being made is the most power available on the planet. You realize angels are not blessed? How many of you have ever seen an angel? If you see an angel, it's eerie. It'll take your breath away. And then You have to think about this. He works for me. That's who you are. I'm going to pray that some of y'all see some angels. So this point, I can drive this point home. My point is lacking power because y'all haven't seen no angels. But when you think about that, you have inherited salvation. And there's a host of angels waiting to hear what you say. Family, you are not without power. Yes, sir. Dr. Gene, can you come here, please? You guys stretch your hands towards Dr. Gene. The Lord is going to impart into you and make a deposit. There's going to be you're going to receive differently. The Spirit of God, it's going to be like it's quickened on the inside of you. And I want you to begin to devour the Word of God. That hunger that God's seen in you, he's responding to that. You realize God always responds to a man? God is responding to your desire. So just receive. Just receive. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Impartation. Manifestation. Just receive. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, yeah, just like that. Just receive. Just like that. Just trust him. Just like that. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, just like that. Just like, yeah, 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 yeah. Just receive. You'll never be the same. Never be the same. You'll never be the same. Yeah, yeah, just like that. Just receive. Just receive. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Impartation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mekre krams kipros kita kras oro gro pro ko krati krasante debia. Ona rabosi kresate kete grotto to brokon de dihi Christo robo. Oh, rasunde kihande kri. I am pleased with you, my son. Your desire to seek me, your willingness to pursue me, I have seen. Receive of me. Just like that. Yeah, just like that. Just like that. Just receive. Just receive. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Let's go to John chapter 12 and verse 14. John chapter 12 and verse 14. I'm sorry, flip that around. 14:12. We're going to look at the greater works. We are called to operate in greater works. In order to do greater works, we got to do the works that Jesus did. Begin to expect that. Begin to expect the works of Jesus to begin to flow in your life. Family, that is so critical. It says, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes, that's our requirement. Say, I'm a believer. The works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. Say, Lord, I receive greater works in my life right now in Jesus' name. Very, very important. Why did Jesus say we could do greater works? No, the reason why Jesus said we can do greater works is because we are washed. This is where 90% of our hangup is. We are washed in the same blood that was without sin. The reason why Jesus did the works that he did is because he walked the earth without sin. He yielded to the Father, and he was filled with the Holy Spirit. You and I are washed in the same blood of Jesus that was without sin. You and I are capable of being filled with the Holy Spirit. You and I are capable of yielding. The only thing that's missing in you and I doing the works of Jesus and then some is the amount that we're willing to yield. Sin is taken care of. If you said yes to Jesus, you are a blood-bought believer. Your spirit is identical to Jesus. If you pray after being born again, fill me with your Holy Spirit. You didn't get a serpent. You didn't get a stone. You got the promise of the Father, and you are now filled with the Holy Spirit. Family, dear God, get this. The only way we don't do the works of Jesus is not yielding. That's the only way. Guess what the devil does? You did this, you said that, you thought that. And we let the enemy disqualify us after the Father said, you are beloved and you are accepted. We let what we do supersede what he did. He called you accepted. He called you beloved. Family, yield. Hear my heart, family, yield. Yield to the presence of God, and you'll do the works. We've been lied to. We think we got to be this, we got to be that, and it's already done. What the devil does, he tells us about what we did or didn't do, and he prevents us from yielding. Family, yield. Yield to the presence of the Holy Spirit. And you'll begin to walk in greater works. We've been tricked. We've been lied to. We've been told we're not accepted. We've been told we don't measure up. We've been told because we did that, we're not, God can't forgive. We've been lied to. We are already forgiven. We are already sons and daughters. The enemy comes to prevent us from yielding. Raise your hands up. In fact, everybody stand to your feet and raise your hands up. As a sign of surrendering and yielding, Just raise your hands and say, Lord, I am yours. I am yielding to you right now. I am yours to command. Here I am, Lord. Use me. Thank you for accepting me. Thank you for loving me. Forgive me for not yielding. I'm yielding now. I receive greater works in my life. In the name of Jesus. You may be seated. How do we become agents of hope? I'm going to try to wrap this up. How do we become agents of hope? First and foremost, repent. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. This word repent is talking about change the way we think. Repent. Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It is within reach. The moment we change the way we think, the moment we say, you know what, I am accepted. I am beloved. We repent. And we're able to walk in the kingdom. Real repentance affects my perception of reality. You are never the same when you truly repent. Your perception is completely different. Scales are lifted, and you see clearly how much God loves you. You see yourself the way God sees you. When God sees you, he sees his son. He can't see you past the blood of Jesus. All he sees is the sacrifice, the price that was more than enough for you to be his beloved. A lot of people repent just enough to get forgiven, but not enough to begin to function in the kingdom. It's not enough. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me. I want to flow in the kingdom. How many of you want to flow in the kingdom? You want the kingdom of God manifesting when you walk into the room. Number two, desire a fresh encounter with God. Family, our awareness of God. When we realize that we are not alone, something shifts. When we understand the one who created it all is walking with me, there's a shift that takes place. Our awareness of God and his kingdom must be the greatest thing in our perception. It's got to be greater than our awareness of the attacks of the enemy, our shortcomings, our past. It's got to be. Don't attach your past to your future. God didn't. Why would you? Jesus brought the kingdom everywhere he went because he only did what the Father said do. We can do that. If we couldn't do that, that wouldn't be a true example for us. If we couldn't do the three things required for the kingdom manifesting, God would be unfair. We could look at Jesus, stand back, and admire what he's doing and what he did, but we can't be moved to walk in it. When we understand it's all available for us, then we have a holy discontent to do something about it. You are required to walk in the greater works. He's looking to you. Number three, turn my affections toward God. Realize that I don't walk alone. Realize that I'm being empowered by one who is limitless. You are empowered. empowered by one who is limitless. Nothing is impossible, Bob. Nothing. When you host the presence of God, you'll minister hope wherever you go without even knowing it. Look at your neighbor and say, be a good host. You are hosting the presence of God. Number four, become God inside minded. Live aware of God's presence, not in reaction to the enemy's attacks. The Bible says, with God, all things are possible. God wants to share that with you. God wants you to walk in. You know what? The impossible is where God thrives. And he wants to share that with you. Nothing is impossible to those that believe. That's our part, believe. Family, the infinite realm is available to you. It's time to dream bigger. The infinite realm is yours as a believer because of who you host. Number five, be light in the darkness. Your acts of obedience brings light and drives away darkness. You saying yes to submitting and doing what he says do ignites light on the inside of you, and darkness has to go. Be salt in the world that is desperate for flavor. We have the privilege of representing another world. You're not from here. What a privilege. There's a kingdom mandate on your life. Allow it to manifest. Usher in the reality of his dominion. Number six, trust God like he trusts you. I remember God rocking my world when I was in Fort Worth at a believers convention. We were wrapping it up for the day. And we packed, laid down, and my eyes popped wide open 3 o'clock in the morning. And I knew God was speaking. I grabbed a pen and a paper and wrote 4 pages of notes, front and back. God just downloaded into me. And the thing that just broke me was God said, son, I trust you. We need to trust him the way he trusts us. Trust him with your children. Trust him with your relationships, your affairs, your business. Trust him with your decision making. The way he trusts you. He entrusted us with his spirit. He entrusted us with the name of Jesus. Trust him the way he trusts us. You're the only part of God's creation that's made in his image. How special are you? All his creation, all his wonders, you're the only one. The mankind is the only part of his creation that was made in his image. You know, we should start a Holy Spirit Awareness Month. We should pick a month and name it the Holy Spirit Awareness, because we need to recognize who's inside of us, family. We need to be aware of who walks with you to the interview, to the sale. We need to understand who's inside of you when you go about your way. Last but not least, be led, not driven. Surrender and yield. If there's anything you should take away from this, is surrender and yield. Because family is the only part that the enemy has an opportunity to stop us. That's the only way he can stop us, if we choose not to yield, or we're bogged down with fear, doubt, unbelief, guilt, and shame, and we don't yield. Learn of his nature and of his ways. Let him open your eyes and show you something you've never seen before. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your holy written word. Thank you for these, your sons and daughters, for those who are watching online. Father, I pray that there is a shift in their thinking, in their perception. I pray that they know who is walking with them wherever they go. I pray for joy and peace over every household, over every relationship, over every business, job. I pray that revelation knowledge begins to flow like never before. We thank you for supernatural increase. We thank you for new doors. And we thank you for revival. We take you at your word. Thank you for hearing our cries. Thank you for showing us how much we mean to you. You know, with every head bowed and every eye closed, I'm going to open up an opportunity. If you need prayer, we're going to have a couple people up front to pray with you. If that's you, I'm going to invite you to come and receive prayer. You know, we are living under an open heaven. That fear and frustration is no match for the anointing of God. If God is working on your heart, I'm going to ask you to yield and come and be prayed for. No coincidence that you're here right now. What the devil wants you to do is to allow him to keep renting that space in your mind, in your body. You can kick him out today. Don't allow fear to keep you from receiving. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Right where you are, just begin to pray. Keep your head bowed and your eyes closed. Just begin to pray. Begin to pray in the Spirit. Begin to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to lives. Transformation is taking place today. Lives are being transformed and will never be the same. If you should be up here, come on up. Don't leave here with that. You can be free today. Yeah, but Pastor, I got prayed for before. I understand that. But there is an open door right now for you to receive. If God is speaking to you, respond. Go ahead and yield to Him and allow Him to minister hope and life to you. Allow Him to touch you. Allow Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we trust you, Lord. We trust you, Lord. We trust you, Lord. Glory to God. You are a good, good Father. We trust you, Lord. We trust you, Lord. We are not going to pass up this opportunity to respond to your word. You're saying, come. We're just going to respond. We're just going to come. We're just going to hear what you are saying and respond. What you say is more important than what man would say, what people will say. You're more important. What you want to do in my life, with my life, is more important than what it might look like, what it may seem. We trust you, Lord. We trust you, Lord. Thank you for loving us so much to minister hope and life to us. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for ministering to us. Glory to God. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for freedom. We thank you, Lord, for hope rising. We know that you are the God of hope. And we're so grateful that you've provided hope. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name forever. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We say yes. We say yes to your will, to your way. We say yes to you. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord. That which has held them in bondage cannot remain. Thank you, Lord. Free, 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 free forevermore. Free forevermore. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Glory to God. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. You're so good. We're so grateful. Bless your holy name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you for your tender mercies. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you for ministering to us. Thank you, Lord, for leading us, guiding us. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name forever. Glory, 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 glory. Healing is here. Freedom is here. You need healing in your body. Come receive. Don't leave here without being made whole. It's already been provided for you. Just come and receive. Thank you, Lord. 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 Praise your holy name forever. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Steve, will you help? Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Oh, you're so good. You're so good. Thank you, Lord. You know right where we are. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Praise your holy name forever. Oh, you're so, so sweet. Thank you, Lord. You are all-knowing, all-powerful. Thank you, Lord, for meeting every need. Thank you for touching every heart. Thank you, Lord, for ministering to every deficit. I thank you, Lord, that we are made whole because of you. Praise your holy name forever.